Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Sans Pants Radio, delivered fresh.
What does the Melbourne International Comedy Festival lack that you, personally, go absolutely bananas for? That's fucking right. A nightmare quiz show hosted by yours truly, starring Sans Pants people and a bunch of comedians. It's sort of like the quiz show equivalent of that feeling you get when you eat a whole heap of gummy bears and feel like dying. Tickets are available on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, as well as our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. So head there now and secure your spot to the greatest show on earth.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which original X-Men had the worst puberty?
So with mutants, yes. One of the thing with mutants is that their mutant powers generally manifest when they hit puberty. So it's like, oh yay, I now have hair where there was no hair. I can come, and oh no, lasers.
I have hair where there was no hair, i.e. everywhere, literally every inch of my skin.
I'm just derailing the episode straight off the bat. My brain was just overwhelmed with the thought that I forgot that there was a point in my life where I couldn't come. Like, I've been able to do that for so long now that I forgot that.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
That's wild. That anyway, is. Back to X-Men or whatever.
Yeah, so generally, the mutant gene is like pops up in puberty. There are, of course, instances and cases where it doesn't.
Including Jean Grey.
Jean Grey, yeah, that happens in puberty.
I thought that was earlier for her.
No, generally. I think it's with her. With
what about
puberty.
If you like gross so, like beak?
Beak, a gross like mutant boy. Yeah, he was a gross mutant thing from birth. And there's something like
multiple man.
Yep. He was also from birth. But he's classified as something else. It's just not quite a mutant. It's like a change something.
Changeling?
Maybe.
If you're
ghost.
Comics are stupid.
If you're say you become a shark man.
Yes.
Or your mutant power is shark man, your name's shark. Or your mutant power is you are a shark.
Yes.
Your mutant power's not shark man.
There is a shark woman, so we can use
Let's use her as a good example.
How great is it every time we do an X-Men episode? We're like, what about this dumb idea? And then someone's like,
Yeah, actually, it's this one.
Every episode. It's a trope at this point.
But what I want to know is, do they suddenly become a shark woman at puberty? Or are they, like, if you are, is it, if it's a complete change to your physical form?
Yeah.
Surely.
This is a thing. Like, there is, like in normal puberty, there is a gradual thing. It's not like I suddenly wake up and I'm like, oh, things gotten bigger and oh my God, I can't stop coming.
Yeah, but if you know? A shark woman, are you saying that it's a gradual, like.
I think it has to be a gradual.
Over the course of 3 years, you're like, oh, I'm feeling.
Fishy. So the original five X-Men, you got Jean Grey, Angel, Beast, Cyclops, and Iceman.
Yes.
So let's just focus on where I think is probably the most prevalent, which would be Angel.
Yeah.
Because he has wings.
Did they just burst out of his back one day?
Yeah.
That is insane.
But I don't think so. I mean, well, everything depiction-wise has been like, yes, he would have just bursted out. But I think there would have been like a growth phase. At one point, he's got to wake up and little chicken nubs, like tiny little wings, like me, 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 me.
Like, have you ever seen a baby bird's filthy fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They look like raw chicken wings hanging at the back that he could maybe wiggle slightly.
Like, it almost looks like a vestigial limb.
Yeah.
Me, 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 me. Yeah.
I guess.
Also, his bones get hollow, so that's something.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel lighter. Mom, Dad, I'm coming now, and also lighter.
Mm.
I can't tell if it's lightheadedness due to loss of hydration.
Also,
due to
comes.
Pretty sure he also gets better eyesight.
Okay.
That rules. Yeah. That one you can notice gradually, as we're all going deaf and blind gradually.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. If the weird thing about eyesight is that I wouldn't note like that it had improved. I wouldn't notice it until well after I'd realize I have wings and hollow bones.
Yeah, unless it was
I'm noticing the wings, then the eyesight, then the hollow bones.
How are you noticing hollow bones last?
What would
a
hollow...
stiff breeze knocks me over, and I'm like, something's amiss. That comes in the middle. And then I'm like, also I can see a bit far.
I don't think I would notice good eyesight until someone said I had good eyesight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would notice wings, hollow bones, maybe would never.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I guess I can fly now. That's good. And yeah, eyesight. I'm like, can you read that? I'm like, yeah, you can't.
Like,
oh, that's good.
His so bones are so fragile.
Well...
Holy shit.
So even though Angel's the original X-Men and we're going from the original X-Men, I think these wings... X-Men The Last Stand, you know, that movie,
yeah,
the X-Men everyone loves that one.
Yeah, the best. X-Men The Best Standing Time.
Angel cuts off his wings in that, which makes that there's no way they'd be fully grown. In fact, you see them and they're not fully grown.
Hmm.
He grates them off and it's...
Ew. Wait, so by the time... How old is he in X-Men The Last Stand?
Well, the...
It starts off, the opening.
I was like, as an adult, he's like, they're coming in.
X-Men, X-Men The Last Stand.
Imagine you were born with like... Hi, I'm Jackson. My bones are not as hollow and my wings have yet to fully grow. And also I can see a little bit better. And they're like, I guess we're going to call you Worse Angel. Surely people can be born with a worse version of someone's mutation already.
Beak. Because he was born gross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He's basically Worse Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's even like, imagine I'm like, I have laser vision, but it can go half as far.
All right, let's just focus on an angel. So I think it's a pretty terrible going through that as puberty. Because again, you got to take into consideration, like, you know, normal puberty. But then you got to be like, oh, I'm getting wings.
Yeah.
Because again, you're not going to notice the eyesight. Hollow bones is going to suck, especially if you want to, you know, like, have a bit of a tumble and a tussle. And you say leg breaks. That's going to suck.
It's funny with Angel because... Like, if I say I'm a member of the Evil Brotherhood and I'm fighting Angel. He's ripped, right? Like, he's in great shape. And, I'm just going for it. And I punch him in the ribs. And my hand just crunches in. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And Angel is dead.
Alternatively, do you know what you think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I guess I've got the mutant ability of super strength now.
Holy shit, I'm super strong. Then I punch Colossus and break my hand. Look out, Colossus. I am super strong now. No!
And then because you just killed Angel, Colossus probably decapitates you or something.
He pulls my face off by my nose.
You know, there's that dish you prepare of like a quail or whatever, and you got to eat it under a hood so as not to be an affront to God or some shit.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, if you could, your superpower is to become big.
Yeah.
Could you do that to Angel?
Oh,
I feel that'd be very satisfying. Under,
and crunch his hollow bird bone.
Yeah, and eat him whole.
Does your meat taste like pigeon, Angel? God.
I reckon satisfying.
So we live with puberty. So we live in the Marvel Universe, in the context of this. Or like Angel does. So you would know... I know, but you're an original X-Men.
Mm.
You don't know mutants.
You don't know mutants exist. You maybe know them as like, oh, it's something happens out there, but I don't really know what's going on.
Also, kids are dumb as shit. Like, normal puberty scares children often.
Yeah.
It should.
Oh, man, my first con was terrifying. I didn't know what was happening.
Did I pierce?
Am I dying?
Am I dying? Have I become Spider-Man, but just for my penis?
Uh-oh. Then gradually
I can't swing from a building.
Do I tell anyone?
No,
this is a secret for me.
I even remember, what I'm going to dub period hysteria at primary school when that started happening.
Kids are scared of puberty.
Fair enough. I think it sucks, but I can't remember. Like I said, there's pre-cum and post-cum, and I can't remember my pre-cum life.
Again, it's like, you get hair where there was no hair. I'm like, did that itch? I feel like it should have itched, but I don't remember it itching.
I don't remember the beginnings of pubic hair. No. Just one day I had pubic hair. You know?
Yeah.
Surely it didn't all come in at once, though. That's insane.
Surely. Surely.
But I just don't remember. I think it would... the reason I asked is because if you do live in the Marvel Universe and you develop wings... Mm. You would be like, I guess I'm a mutant and a shit one. Like, yeah. That's the worst thing for Angel, is that you have the dud. You've got one of the worst mutant powers there are.
Let's look at Angel's kind of life, because he's Warren Worthington III, a rich boy. Mm. So let's go through, his mutant powers, hollow bones. Now, how is that going to affect his puberty? Because as a rich boy, I don't really think he's going to be doing much, say...
Horse riding, maybe?
In terms of sport, I don't think he'd be doing, football, but I do think he may play lacrosse, because that seems like what he would play at a prep school, yeah?
Yeah, I guess the thing with old... Angel. I wanted to call him Angel Man. With old Angel, is that he would become one of those sickly children that the parents are like, well, he's got hollow bones, so we literally just can't let him out of the house, or he'll die. Well,
Bubble Boy. Put him in a bubble.
He's a bubble boy.
Yeah, because if you take away actually what happened to Angel in the comics, just take it as a child having these symptoms. Mm. So it's going to be the first thing is going to happen is he's probably going to break a bone.
Yes.
You know, he might have these vestigial wing things on the back of his thing, but we haven't noticed them yet.
If I was the family, I'd probably cut them off, to be honest.
Yeah, look, same.
Take him to a doctor?
Yeah.
So he's hollow bones. I'm guessing, oh no, my boy has delicate bones.
Yeah.
I'm a protective father. Guess who's going in a bubble?
Yeah.
Warren is.
Warren's going in a bubble with sawn off wings.
Yeah. So we put him in a bubble.
Why are you sawing off? Take him to a doctor.
That's what I mean.
Well, I'm not doing it myself. Yeah. I'm going to a doctor that'll do it.
Right. Yeah. The doctor will definitely cut them off.
Yeah. So first step, he's in a bubble. We're like, awesome. My baby boy's protected. One day, I'm like, what's on your back there, kid?
Mm.
He's like, I don't know. His little two gross, shitty chicken wings, like, me, 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 but going again.
I'm
like,
what the hell?
I know the best plastic surgeon, I assume, because I'm a rich boy.
Yeah.
Honey, fetch me my axe.
Fetch me my axe, or honey, the boy's grown wings.
Boy's grown wings, honey.
Fetch me my giant cellular phone, because I assume we're in the 80s.
In my mind, I was wearing a smoking gown with a pencil mustache running down a stick. Honey!
Pass me my rifle and musket!
The boys cunt wangs!
Honey, dearest! Wings!
Wings? He's a bat boy!
In my family? Well, that's the thing, because if I was perhaps not a rich father, I would maybe sell my child into a circus, because I'd be like, "We have a bat boy."
Yeah, that's the complete opposite direction. Well, not the complete opposite. I mean, neither are good for the boy.
No.
Yeah, I just think it would.
Because remember, in this world right now, we don't know about mutants.
Yeah, you don't.
We're just like, my boy is a freak.
Yeah, you would just assume. That he'd been born with some mutations. And I wouldn't even really know it was hollow bones.
No.
I just think fragile.
Exactly. He's got fragile bones, and that's what we're going to go
with. Feed him too much milk is what I'd probably do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, calcium injections. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Would that ruin his mutant
power? Hard to say.
We live in a world where we accidentally cured his hollow bones, because that's just a symptom of
it's
a thing.
It's pretty good, though. If we just if we give him...
He can't fly. Yeah.
I cut off his wings, so he's just a guy with great eyesight. You can call me Look.
And then it's just I don't know, with great eyesight.
He becomes an excellent hunter of foxes.
Yeah.
He can see them from a mile away.
Better than 20/20 vision. Is that good? An artist?
That's
incredible. You just look good, I guess.
Yeah. We've come to you because we wanted you to come to the academy. You have angel wings and hollow bones and can fly. Nope. I can just see pretty far.
Nah, bro, I can just... You can hold a card up. I can read it from a bit of a distance.
Frankly, I don't know if I want that.
They call me Look.
I'm called Look. Who calls you Look?
I call myself Look.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of made him better.
Yeah. In terms of...
Let's be honest.
Because you've gotten rid of his... What he does generally is he'll wear this weird harness where he straps in his wings, so he appears human and can wear a suit, which can only be uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
If we got them little gross little meep meep chicken wings off him when he was sort of at 13, and then he just deals with hollow bones or whatever.
And calcium injections.
Have we made Mr. Glass from the Unbreakable
and
series?
And also something that we need to take into consideration is I'm going to bring you back to the best film in the X-Men series, X-Men The Last
Stand.
Wings grow back.
We just keep sawing them off.
Well, yeah, that's...
How deep do we cut?
Well, he cuts them off.
He cuts them off. But I'm talking surgery. We go in there and just kind of like get that scapula right off or whatever. Can't be good. Now he's got no shoulders. Oh, Jesus.
Where do the wings grow from? His spine? If we cut out his spine.
It's his scapula.
We made the incredible shoulderless look. Why does a person with no shoulders look like? Where are your arms going in?
He's got no shoulder blades. It's just...
Alternatively, we just stick his arms directly into his torso.
He's just got no... Is that
straight
just,
out.
Because there's just no
like
ball
a stick
and,
figure boy.
Yeah, there's no ball and socket joint. It's just...
It's like literally just a stick figure.
I'd just like to point out Jackson literally just drew a typical stick figure.
I just had to get it right in my head.
Held it up. Yes.
I had to get it right in my head.
How does it grow back? Because again, it's like if I cut off a hand don't grow back.
Imagine it did, though.
Oh, fuck, cut off your hand every damn day.
If I'm hungry, bang, that's what I'm having for dinner. My hand.
That's a good way to go crazy.
Or is already cutting and eating my hand? I'm already there.
Yeah, look, that's fair.
I'm hungry. I can't be bothered going to the shop. But also, the first time you do that, you don't know it's going to grow back.
That's true.
I'm hungry and have gone insane for unrelated reasons.
I'm going to eat this here hand.
Whose hand is this? Huh?
Oh, that
Why
was
did
mine.
That hurt?
What's going on?
This is
tastes
strange.
Like bones.
Tastes like bone gristle and... A little bit like man flesh.
Ha! Somebody, you're right.
Look, what? My hand grew back.
I'm hippity-doody, Jackson, baby. All right.
Also, you know what bone gristle and man flesh tastes like, so I think I know what caused the insanity in the first place. Eating man.
Oops.
And so, hey, you know in like comics they say that your mutant power develops during puberty?
Yeah.
Is that code for saying it develops at first orgasm?
What?
Jackson, do you find puberty by first orgasm?
No, but I just feel like...
Do you know what puberty is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a gradual hormonal change. Yeah. I get it.
So where does first orgasm come into that?
I don't know. I just feel like it's such an important moment that, whoa, everything all comes out. I'm just imagining Angel as a regular rich boy jerking off, and then all of a sudden his bones are hollow, and he grows
in
these
one
massive
fluid moment. The moment he comes, wings. He closes his eyes, makes a big chirp.
Yeah,
bones become. So does that mean he's just like he ejects all the solidness of the bones, all the marrow
That's not even
or whatever?
Close to where I was just going.
Or does all the marrow or whatever from the bones kind of get sucked out and then just pop into his wings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he just is
all the leftover fluid out of his cock.
Sure. Or he throws it up to be less unpleasant. Because if I ejaculated my leftover fluid, I would never
be happy again. We have a word for that. It's called piss.
Where does it go?
Come? What?
No. So his hollow bones, assuming it's a gradual thing, surely he'll notice something happening.
It
so
would just be
his
slow,
bones
like...
hollowing out. That can't be good. Where's that excess mass going? Or is it slowly your body absorbing that all to
it must
the building
absorb,
blocks
it just
for
must
the...
turn it into nutrients. Yeah.
Same way like when you lose weight, you're not just like...
You're not like,
feel like your body's eating
my cum's gotten fatter.
Kind of piss my
What's
fat
up with
out?
It? Yeah, it just seems more like getting all my bones hollow seems like a lot more work.
There are very few
moves.
I can't tell
weight.
If I'd be in better or worse shape if when you lost weight you then come out the excess
like just
fat.
I would stay fat.
I'd be celibate. Celibate. Very unfit. And fearful of humanity.
Yeah, look, fair.
So you're thinking that as soon as Angel
I'm
has his first
I'm positing it as
come,
a theory.
He just like sprouts wings, bones get hollows, and he's like, I can see real good now.
Holy shit, I can see across the fucking room.
The only thing that... Okay, the only... way I may know that my eyesight has improved if I had worn glasses.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the whole Peter Parker, Spider-Man 1 scene. That's the only reason point. I'd be like, oh, my eyesight has improved, but...
Alternatively, I don't know. I think if you're in the same environments and all of a sudden you...
Things become clearer?
Yeah, but you have to... If you've got 20/20 vision, that doesn't really work so much. But if you've got a bit fucked eyes, then...
I just think that it would be... Something I might notice a week later. Yeah. Because the wings would take precedence.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, so... Yeah, you're Angel Boy. You've grown wings. Is this bad?
It's not great. Like, you know.
Because if is it are we going to go with little tiny like vestigial things first, and then they sort of like grow into full blown wings,
yeah.
Or is it just one suddenly? Wah!
Yeah. Which theory do we ascribe to? The gradual mutant puberty or the powers at orgasm or PAO?
I think PAO.
Yeah. Well,
I agree.
Because again, you can think about this. So it's like puberty. So maybe you go through like your first initial stages of puberty, which is like normal puberty.
Yeah.
And then of course the hormonal balance is moving along or whatever, and suddenly you have a first cum and you're like whoa,
poof, big wings.
Now you have wings or blue skin or
holy
big
shit,
hands
I'm a shark woman. Oh my god. Yeah.
I was just flicking my bean and now I got gills. I hate this.
You're going to think that God is punishing you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, if you grew up in like a Western society where like masturbation was sin and bad, holy shit.
I'd be so all right.
But imagine if you were Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
I know it's not the original X-Men, but if you were Nightcrawler, and again, he was born as a demon boy, but if his powers kicked in at puberty and as the, you know, point of orgasm.
P-A-O.
Imagine that, because if you grew up in like, I think it was Germany, it was like a heavy like Catholic themes, and you jerked off and suddenly you're a demon boy,
you'd be like, I guess
they were right.
Oh no.
But how confusing from the perspective of fucking angel. He's like,
I'm one of God's chosen,
rewarding me. Did I die?
Am I a prophet? Am I a good boy?
I would assume I died
as well.
Be like, I'm in heaven, but on earth, I guess.
But then, the thing I'd be talking to all my friends and being like, guys, jerk off, you're gonna get something good. I got wings.
I don't know if I was just lucky or what, but oh my
god. Lucky or cursed.
Hard to tell.
I'm gonna keep doing it and see what happens.
Disappointing if it doesn't get any better. Or weird if you're like, I don't know what that was, and then you realize you have hollow bones. Every orgasm a new power, you're out.
My side's got
I can see a bit further. These got less impressive after the angel.
That's Angel who, look, if we go in for PAO,
yeah,
Angel's powers are on the somewhat more extreme version of the original 5 X-Men, but definitely not the most extreme. In fact, I've changed my mind. There's only one person who has like a more chill coming of powers than Angel, Jean, which is because she doesn't get any physical changes.
Yeah, but then she can read minds.
Yeah, but
which I would say is worse.
No,
like,
but
if I say at point of orgasm and you grow wings, neat, cool. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be.
Live in a world where suddenly growing wings is somehow more pleasant than being able to read people's minds.
Well, I mean, does it hurt? I mean, is it like a rip? Like, is it going to tear my flesh? What is it like?
I just think it's more immediately obvious that the two are related.
That's true.
If I came and then all of a sudden I could read minds, I wouldn't put two and two together.
I don't know, because if you're sitting in your bed and you're jerking off and then you suddenly can hear people's minds.
Imagine I do it and the first thing I hear is in my head someone being like, I bet Jackson's jerking off.
But also you've got to remember you're like young, because this is first orgasm, so you don't know what to expect.
This is the first time you've pleasured yourself.
Think that if I could read minds after my first orgasm, I'd think it was a temporary thing that happened to everyone.
I'd be so worried then, because I'd be like, must think always good thoughts. What if people around me have just had an orgasm and can read my thoughts?
I think if I knew that people, that was a real life thing, I'd make sure I was thinking horrible things all the time. Like maybe just thinking about taking a big shit, like all the time.
A dog going inside out with its head coming out its own anus, but like on a loop.
Yeah, like an Ouroboros.
That's an Ouroboros dog. That's what I'm constantly thinking of.
So I'm just like, you just come in. Enjoy. I think Angel, I don't know, as a grade wise, can we do this by John Hughes movies or something?
What do you mean?
Or like
teen
movies.
Ferris Bueller.
It's a Ferris Bueller. It's a bit of a romp.
Okay.
But overall, not too bad.
Yeah, all right. Sure. It's a Ferris Bueller. Is the worst a Breakfast Club? This scale is going to be off, but
it
that's
sure
fine.
Is.
It's hard to say. Don't let the listeners or each other in on this. We'll just grade how
just,
we feel.
I guess
how
we'll just say a John Hughes movie and all agree or somehow disagree.
Exactly.
So, Angel Ferris Bueller.
Sure.
Yeah. Next.
Jean Grey, before we get into her, it's time for a word from our sponsors. Or maybe not.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting an unpleasant quiz show called Big Deal. And if you don't go to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live right now and book tickets to it, I'll be personally offended. Get on it. Now,
I would assume, and I've always thought this, that if I could suddenly read people's minds, that they could read mine.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would assume it's a two-way street. I would never assume one way.
I think it's bombarded as well.
Yeah.
I know that it's probably going to be pretty obvious, but I want to just like point this out now. From this point onwards, we're going to assume it's P-A-O for every single character.
Absolutely. That's the greatest theory of mutant.
Yep.
Joel Zammit, Jackson Bailey, and Joel Dusha, mutant anthropologists. We've come to the conclusion that at the point of our first orgasm...
P-A-F-O.
P-A-F-O is when the mutant PAFO. Power...
the PAFO theory.
The PAFO phenomenon.
So
I'm imagining guys getting the Nobel Prize for my idea, and I've somehow been kicked out.
Well, you called it PAO, we called it PAFO, and so, that's better.
It's like imagine all like the advertisements or like the what are they called?
The PSAs.
PSAs to be just like worried parents. Make sure that your child's first orgasm is in a comfortable
a
position,
safe environment, because they might become a goo.
They might poison you.
That's true. What if your power is like that kid that nukes everything around him that Wolverine had to kill?
Yeah.
Or the guys that blow up the school in Civil War.
Yeah. You don't want to ever come.
I do feel there may be a resurgence in abstinence.
Yeah, like, absolutely. It's kind of the first time in the world that abstinence is... They're like, masturbation's not a sin, but it's dangerous.
We shouldn't. I just feel like, you know those anti-masturbation kind of things that used to do in like the 60s, where there's like those mittens you have to sew your kids into and shit like that? That. All of that.
Also, I'd just like to point out that a wet dream is still an orgasm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Ah, shit.
I'm Jackson Bailey saying, don't jerk off.
Hi, I'm Joel Dusha. I'm saying, come often.
I'm saying, jerk off in a safe environment.
Jerk off in a tent.
What?
Maybe a desert?
A tent in the desert.
See, I feel this is going to then, if the PAFO theory, that picks up, you're going to have these weird, semi-seedy kind of camps where you send off all your teens.
Send your kid to have their first PAFO.
Somewhere in like the desert somewhere. Oh, it's just unnerving and gross and I hate it.
Yeah, because you have to be like, hey, kids, you horny yet? And that's bad.
You about to have a PAFO? Remember what Uncle Jackson says. I'm a political figure, not an actual uncle. Don't jerk off, you dirty fucks. And it's me pointing it. It's a poster. They put it in school.
And my poster is one me looking kind of confused offside. The same reaction I had when I said my sentence, which was jerk off in a tent.
Yeah. And me being like, don't worry, we've set up camps. Then, oh no, that's not good. And then this face of like...
Oh. A book of shame.
First cum camps. The FCC.
First cum camps. Just me being like, just take me away. Put me in jail. I feel like I deserve jail time for this. Feels wrong.
I'll have a follow-up post that's like, at least mine wasn't a crime.
None of this would happen if you didn't jerk off.
All right, so Jean Grey.
Psychic powers.
Psychic powers.
The thing with psychic powers
telekinesis and telepathy, yeah?
Yeah, okay, telekinesis. Telekinesis is weird because at point of orgasm, you might smash your windows.
Well, you start levitating.
Yeah, it's going to be The Exorcist.
You're going to start levitating, hearing people's minds, because you're going to be hearing your parents, any siblings, neighbors, a dog, whatever. Yeah. Woof, woof.
Why are dogs thinking woof?
Can Jean Grey read dogs' thoughts?
I mean, I don't know.
That
Maybe.
Rules. And it's also the best to imagine dogs just thinking bark, woof, bark, woof, bark.
Woof. Oh my God, they are literally never thinking anything.
Woof, finally, woof, woof, woof.
I can
woof,
understand woof. What these dogs are. Oh. Oh, dogs are just stupid.
Dogs are not, I don't know.
Woof, woof, woof bark.
They're not thinking
woof, woof,
anything.
Bark. Hey, it did something different. What?
Woof, woof, bark, bark, woof. Growl. Like,
huh.
How?
Huh.
Dogs think the noises they make. We are no closer to figuring out what dogs want.
That's the next campaign. After the successful Paffo theory, the three boys moved on to what do dogs want?
Inspired by the Mel Gibson classic, What Do Women Want? We went on a dog-based romantic journey.
Why are yours always wrong? Don't romance a dog.
We are not.
Joel Zammert's off to jail again.
That boy is
in
and out.
I was just basing it off of Mel. Damn it.
That's good. We are no closer to understanding what dogs want than we ever have been.
Good afternoon, America. Thank you for coming to this special live broadcast.
Showing the scene of Lady and the Tramp with the two dogs like kissing. We don't know how factual this may or may not be. We have reason to believe no.
Are we doing a presidential address?
Yes.
Hello, America. We have some bad news.
We read a dog's thoughts and all it thought was woof.
All it thought was woof, woof, bark. Growl.
Growl.
Excuse me. Hi. Joel Zammert, Pretty Boy Times. Was it woofing, barking, and growling at the same time?
Sir, this is a television broadcast. Thank you.
Oh, I really shouldn't be in here. I'll just take off my press cap and leave.
Thank you. Thank God I didn't have an answer.
To answer your question, sir, I'm not afraid of these terrifying questions. The dog appeared stationary at the time of these thoughts.
That would be more terrifying, I feel.
Woof, woof, woof. Like, but you're not barking.
Like, if the dog is there just smiling and panting, and if its brain is woof, woof, bark, growl.
You're like, what? What do you mean, dog? Woof, woof, woof.
What? It's just staring at me.
The dog still only comes to commands you would normally be able to give it. You can't communicate any better than that.
Sit. Woof.
Okay.
Okay, roll over. Bark. Oh, maybe it's different. Shake. Bark. No. No, I guess I was wrong.
This dog, we just don't know what it wants.
It's also funny if we just test on one dog and then it turns out that dog was just dumb.
Hello, dog. Yeah, what? a breakthrough. Hello, America. Our dog was just dumb.
Look, we jumped the gun on this presidential
broadcast. Thank God they allowed us to.
Sorry, this dog right here, stupid as shit.
A dumb dog.
Woof, woof.
Bark.
Other dog, though. Rude. Yeah, what?
Yeah, what? Stop talking to me.
Either fucking get it out or fuck off.
Give me some wet meat.
Wet meat.
Wet meat, wet meat, wet meat.
You guys are dumb as fuck. Anyway, I'm getting out of here to go eat some wet meat.
Even scarier if you're like, hello, dog, and all the dog says is wet meat. Wet meat, 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 wet meat. Shush, shush. Wet meat, wet meat, wet meat. Also howling at the same time. Wet meat, wet meat, wet meat, wet meat.
Wet
me. We gotta put this dog down.
I like the monotone. I kind of almost want, like, almost like begging for wet meat at all possible times.
Wet meat.
Wet meat.
Wet meat.
The chant,
you know,
the fast.
The dog wants.
Yeah, the fast chant's always. Wet meat, wet meat, wet meat, wet meat,
wet meat, wet meat, wet meat, wet meat, wet meat, wet meat, wet meat. Doing it from me, wet meat. He's not looking at me.
The dog's just sitting still. He's staring at a wall or something.
Sitting still with his mouth open. But he's thinking wet meat. Okay, so Jean Grey is scary. Imagine that's the loudest thought.
Wet meat, wet meat, wet meat.
Is that Whoa. My dog? Gross.
So yeah, the moment the I come down. And then all I'm hearing is a dog screaming wet meat at me.
Yeah.
Not happy.
I was imagining it just somewhere else in the house.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no good.
But like, not
that. I feel like there's no massive physical changes for Jean Grey.
Mm. And also, it's all just mental. It's all just kind of, you may think you've just gone insane because you can't prove what, unless you can. Initially, you can't prove what you're hearing is actually someone's thoughts.
Yeah.
This is just the plot of Carrie. Except swap orgasm for period.
Oh, yeah, that's true. This is Carrie. And telekinesis, but no telepathy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Carrie can't read people's minds.
But yeah, it's basically the same thing.
They're going to laugh at you. They're going to laugh at you. Anyway.
Dirty Carrie. Pillows.
Yeah. Yay, that movie rules.
But yeah, it's very similar. And I think, but like, I guess what I keep thinking is that if it was going to, you know, Paffo...
Mm.
Read minds or Paffo become Toad. I just know what I'd choose.
Oh, yeah. Become Toad.
Come. I'm slimy now.
Yeah, that tongue. Ass. That's what I crave.
I think if after my first orgasm I turned into Toad, I'd be like, this is a fitting punishment.
Yeah, that's true. This is how I feel as a teenage boy.
Just imagine, like, yeah.
Toad just is a teenage boy's internal emotions made flesh.
Imagine, okay, so Angel. So, yeah, okay, so yeah, all right. So he's grown up. He's very, like, rich. He's been, like, probably praised as an only child. You're, like, the best kid and you're going to inherit your father's fortune.
Yeah.
You know, you deserve great things. And he comes and, like, becomes more beautiful and fucking like an angel. He's like, yes, I am God's chosen one. Toad, though, is like, I am a piece of shit.
This is how an orgasm feels.
I'm being punished. God hates me, but I don't care because I love ass.
It's good because, yeah. If Toad was thinking wet meat as well, I wouldn't be shocked.
Wet meat.
Big tongue.
Big tongue, Labradola.
Wet meat.
So, yeah, it just seems... It depends. If you were raised in, like, a very religious Western society kind of thing, where, like, masturbation is a sin. Oh, this... The weird things that you would jump to, the conclusions you would jump to, depending on your power.
Like, I'm not, because like, after my first orgasm, I felt like Toad. We all feel like Toad. You feel a bit slimy, a bit like gross. Well, yeah, of course you did. Not me. I felt like Toad. If I'd become Toad, I would have been
Joel
like...
Joel Zaman found a new hobby. It was like, this is what I was put on Earth for.
Oh, I understand this. Yes.
I get it. Life has meaning. And I was like, what is wrong with me? And then, you become Toad. I would be like, fitting, absolutely.
I would just assume that was going to happen to everyone.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, wait till my friends get toaded up.
But then I'd also assume that I'd just grow out of it. It's just a normal thing.
You'd assume it's kind of like, oh, yes, I've become like the post-orgasm toad boy. Now this will, like, go away, yeah?
No.
I just love ass now.
Imagine coming to school and everyone being like, douche your hat is parfo, douche your hat is parfo.
That's me whipping them with my tongue.
He's so powerful.
He's doing flips and shit.
With his slimy skin and big tongue.
I'm just going to rub against people.
Give him warts.
Yes!
Okay, so that's Jean Grey. What Ferris Bueller? What Ferris Bueller movie?
John Hughes? 16 Candles?
Sick chore.
Like, it's not great.
I'm going to go Carrie.
I hate this. Yes, yeah, Carrie.
All right.
John Hughes presents Carrie. Yes. Okay. That's my favorite.
John Hughes presents Carrie's Jean Grey.
Yes. So, like, again, I don't think it's that terrible, but I think, like, in terms of mental stigma, I feel like it might, do some kind of fucked up things. You'd easily become a goth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's basically a goth guarantee.
Yeah. But in terms of, like, hardship, probably not too bad. Yeah. And again, it can easily separate. It actually might help her out in, you know, that kind of, like, tumultuous time when, you know, going through puberty and finding out who your friendship groups are.
Oh, that's true.
What women want.
What women want.
She gets the power, but what everyone wants.
What everyone wants, in brackets, including dogs, another bracket, wet meat. So that's real great.
Yeah, that's good. All right, who else we got?
Well, let's go with Iceman. So at the moment of orgasm, he becomes encased in ice. And his semen goes real cold and maybe starts... Have anyone seen, is it the Fugitive or whatever?
Yeah.
Where it's like a real terrible joke of, like, I think it was like an Eskimo jerking off or something, and he just, like, gets ice cubes in a cup.
Does he cum ice cubes in The Fugitive?
Ah,
that feels fake, but also true.
No, was it The Fugitive?
I just that don't know.
Sound like the fugitive. Harrison Ford's running on a train.
Wait, what's that movie where?
Why did you think
Jehovah's Witness?
Why did you think it was the fugitive?
Because it was around that same time.
Time was that?
So that when the fugitive was on TV, this was also on TV.
Okay, so okay. I guess the mid-90s.
When did the fugitive come out at the cinema?
I think it was like 85, 86. Okay, yeah.
So there was like a little boy. There was a Jehovah's Witness, and he can't talk, and he witnessed a crime. He might not have been a Jehovah's Witness. He might have just witnessed a crime.
Oh, what? Mercury Rising?
No, not Mercury Rising.
Because isn't there a little boy that sees him?
No, it's not Mercury Rising. It's something else. It's starring Ashley Judd. Maybe Tommy Lee Jones? Maybe.
U.S. Marshals?
This film has changed heaps, so I just can't believe
it. Well, Tommy Lee Jones is in The Fugitive.
Maybe it is The Fugitive.
No, because Harrison Ford's in The Fugitive running from Tommy Lee Jones.
I
don't have my phone on me, so we'll never know. Yeah. But this is my favorite segment of our podcast by far. Which movie do they come ice cubes? Is it The Fugitive?
Well, he's making a joke. He's like,
so you don't see it.
You know, he's just like, hey, it's how do Eskimos have an orgasm? Or how do Eskimos pee? And he just kind of throws some ice in a plastic cup. It's not a good gag. But it's something that I remember.
It'd be a weird scene in The Fugitive, is what I keep thinking.
No, it's set in a hospital, I can tell you that much.
Fugitive set on a train.
Anyway, Iceman. Let's fucking...
May or may not come and or pierce ice cubes.
Yes.
As seen maybe in The Fugitive.
What's
in
weird
brackets,
is that...
probably not.
Orgasm gets you nice and sweaty and hot.
That's true.
Becoming frozen. The opposite.
Well, no, because what happens when you orgasm?
Explodes.
No, because when you orgasm, your heart starts racing, but then it calms down. Like, it's very relaxing.
Mm.
That's what freezing to death is also like. So...
Are you thinking you'd think you were dying again?
No, I think, like, it would just make the post-orgasm, like, bliss way more
intense.
Yeah,
that's true. I think I'd be scared as Iceman that I wouldn't know how to turn back. Do you know what I mean?
Because
he becomes encased in ice, yeah? Right? Or did I make that up?
Yeah, he becomes encased in ice.
Yeah.
Charles Dammit's got his phone out, so I'm assuming you're looking up.
I'm looking up this movie.
Yes, that means we get to come back to it.
The Witness? Is that what it's called?
That is a movie.
That is a true movie. It did happen. Not as in, like as in the movie was made. The events were not true.
Hey, Siri.
Okay, Google.
2015, that can't be right.
Okay, Google, what's the movie where a man comes an ice cube?
In brackets, potentially
maybe
racist
the fugitive.
Joke.
Yeah, possible
mark.
Racist
yeah.
joke.
Yeah.
Maybe The Fugitive, but not. What movie, like The Fugitive, this is a great Jeopardy question.
Yeah.
What movie?
I'm looking up like, look, it's like, Jehovah's Witness film, child can't talk, I don't remember it so far, oh god.
This movie features a child learning a racist joke about Eskimo semen, and it's not The Fugitive, for $200.
If you want to answer this Jeopardy question, email us at sansbinsradio@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to reply to every single email, or tweet Zammit at goddammitzammit.
Is it just called Witness?
Witness is an 80s film that stars... Maybe Tommy Lee Jones? No, it's a Harrison Ford film, I think.
Yeah, there you go, Harrison Ford. A young Amish boy. It is Witness.
No, it's what? Amish.
No, it's Witness.
Oh, it's called Witness. Is that where you got Jehovah's Witness from?
Yeah.
Also, you're meant to say, what is Witness?
What is Witness? I'm so sorry. It's got right. Harrison Ford. There we go. I'm not so stupid.
That was good.
A little bit stupid.
Anyway,
hey,
so
what are we talking
Iceman?
About, Iceman? Yeah, he become a snow. Well, when he doesn't become encased in ice because that's when he learns to control his power.
Oh, okay.
He's actually just more of a snowman. Like he becomes encased in snow.
That is more confusing. I'd be like, did I leave the window open?
Did I leave the window open then cover myself in water then suddenly become like snap cold?
Wait, so
also,
is it,
why am I not cold? Am
is it,
I cold?
Is it frozen or like literally like he's wearing? A snowman.
It literally like he's wearing a snowman.
That's great.
That would, I would assume curse then. I'd like have post-orgasm bliss last longer.
Mm.
heart rate slows down.
Yeah.
Then started all of a sudden it starts snowing on me, basically. I'd be like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't know how long I would it would be until I noticed I was covered in snow.
Does it,
I mean?
Can he see?
Because you come and I'd like close my eyes and like, oh my god, I'm so weirdly cold now. And then I'd open my eyes and then I'd be like covered in snow and I'm like, what happened here?
Are there eye holes? Or would I be like, I've gone blind?
That also depends on where I was, because if it was if my point of first orgasm, powers at first orgasm.
Pafo.
Yeah. If my pafo occurred in summer in Australia, or even winter in Australia, if I was just in Australia and not on a mountain, I'd be like, something's wrong.
Something's very wrong. He kind of... All right, so...
I just want to know if...
He kind of looks basically like a sludge monster if it was made of ice.
The best thing about this is that he's still wearing boots. Like, what the fuck, ice
Let's
man?
See.
You
don't hog
need
it.
To be wearing boots.
So basically, it looks like a sludge monster covered in
it looks
like
a disco
snow,
sludge monster.
But he's wearing boots and hucking a snowball.
Yeah, and he's got no face.
Yeah. So
he might presumably not blind. Not or he blind. Would be like, imagine he did that in a fight. He's just like walking into a wall. Make yourself eye holes, Iceman. Fuck's sake.
You're a fucking cold idiot.
Would he at Pafo like drench his room in snow and ice? Is what I keep thinking.
Maybe.
Ruined sheets.
Does he shoot beams of ice? I can never remember.
I mean, he can. He doesn't shoot beams of ice. He
controls.
Of like, he kind of like would then freeze the molecules in front of him, so it looks like he's shooting beams of ice.
Yeah. What is this? Is it?
Sorry, I just need to clarify one thing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't shoot like the equivalent of like an optic blast from his hand. That's ice.
No, he would then
But does alter it look like that?
It would look like that, but he's like altering the molecule structure.
I think on point of powers after Pafo, after mm-hmm. Pafo,
yeah,
he like the room would just freeze.
Yeah, because... I was going to say, out
like
of the realm of possibility that he would basically, the room would become an ice block, so you open the door and just ice and your frozen nude son.
I think it'd be more of a, like, less of an ice block and more just like you've been snowed in, but indoors in a house.
Imagine being like tunneling through the snow to get to your son and he's got his dick in his head. You're like, not the time! Bobby!
Robert, what have you done?
Bobbit Hill. Bobbit Hill. Bobby Hill.
Robert Drake.
Bobby Hill. King of the Hill.
Bobby. Bobby, are you coming snow in there? Dad! No one can do Bobby Hill except the woman that voices Bobby Hill.
Bobby, have you been jerking off again, Bobby?
This is bad for our propane business, Bobby.
Peg.
Sell propane.
Peg. Peg.
I love...
Bobby's been jerking off in the rumpus room.
I always think that Zammit's Hank Hill sounds like Hank Hill after he's just taken a Valium and he's about to go to sleep. But Bobby. You're like just after. Dude's Hank Hill is like just before he falls asleep.
Bobby, this is going to affect our propane. Peggy, you can.
Peggy,
that's
can
a lot
you take
of value.
Care of Bobby, I'm about to fall asleep.
Anyway, 16 candles.
Maybe more of a Home Alone sitch.
All right,
Home Alone 2. Yeah.
Lost in New York, famously.
Yeah, I think in terms of definitely a scale there, for Bobby, it's a Home Alone 2 situation.
Okay,
can't argue with that.
I don't want to try. who else we got?
Beast. So, weirdly enough, like, as we all know him as his big, beautiful blue furball, he's not. All his original powers, he just gets big hands and big feet.
That rules. He looks like a Bigfoot.
I feel, though, in that situation, at the moment of, like, payoff, paff-off.
Pafo.
Pafo.
I don't know why it's hard for
you
guys.
Yeah, I know. The moment of Pafo.
I just keep trying to say the full version rather than the...
Powers at first orgasm.
Yeah.
At moment of Pafo, I would just feel my dick got smaller.
Oh, or I'd be like, I went flaccid quick.
I guess I drained it of size.
And then, how much bigger do they get? Are we talking twice the size or?
I would say, yeah, twice the size.
Jesus.
He racks his shoes.
He does.
Actually, if he's wearing shoes, he'll notice.
Yeah, that's true. But no, very rarely are you wearing shoes. I mean, he might be.
Like, but you know, you might be now, but your very first, doubt it.
Yeah. Chances are not. You'd be in bed. He might be wearing socks, if anything.
If he's wearing socks.
Yeah, he'll explode out of them. Gloves, same thing.
Ah, yes, your famous first orgasm gloves.
Well, if
everyone has a pair.
Again, if we're trying this whole anti-masturbatory kind of system that we've put in, if they've all like knitted into his little gloves,
yeah, that's
whatever,
true.
And he has an orgasm.
Wear Jackson
night,
Bailey's bang. Anti-masturbation gloves.
Yeah.
They'll shock you if you think about your genitals. The downside is that when people try to pierce.
Man, I really need to piss.
That's right. I got these gloves on.
I better just take these gloves off. Wow, that was easy. Anyway, I'm going to go jerk off now. Heaps.
The mutant population.
Senator Jackson.
We'll make them wear gloves that electrocute
become
them.
Like a crazy, like fucking John Kellogg's-esque person. Yeah. Go on like an anti.
Eat this cereal.
It's cold and bad or good for your libido in lowering it.
Eat this cereal. Listen to my anti-masturbation tape.
Everyone, don't come out to the lake and whack. Do a laugh. Don't. Wear these weird underwear.
Ah, John Kellogg. What a man.
Crazy.
Stole his cereal from his brother.
Sure did.
I wish I had a brother to steal cereal from.
I wish if Friday came up with a cereal, I wouldn't know it was good enough to steal. You know what I mean? I wouldn't look at a cereal and be like, money making venture. I'd be like, cereal.
How do you invent a new cereal?
I have no idea. If I make like bran flakes but put like mango in it, is that a new cereal?
And
or
you
is
pour
that
milk
just
on it, we're like, huh, is this new?
Or is that just bran flakes with mango?
Will this stop the kids from coming?
How do you make a new
cereal? Is my neighborhood safe now?
I've got an existential crisis about that. Are there any new cereals?
I mean, you're just putting one thing. Is
Crispix was the last new cereal.
Is putting one thing into another thing or on top of or next to a thing and putting that into a package, is that really inventing a new cereal?
Like,
I don't know.
Like, hey, it's Special K with bits of strawberry. Is that a new cereal?
Like 3 years ago when we were recording once, we put Maltesers. We put some milk and some Maltesers and ate that like cereal because we thought that was funny. Was that a new cereal?
Did we
or was
invent
that us just
a new
being
cereal?
Gross?
Or was that just Maltesers and milk? I don't know what is.
All right. If you got, say, Nutri-Grain
yeah.
and then put Maltesers with that Nutri-Grain, then added milk, is that a new cereal?
Or is it just a new Nutri-Grain?
New Nutri-Grain.
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson.
And you.
Stop it. Now new I'm grain. Having a crisis.
But then also if new Nutri-Grain, that's a new cereal, surely.
No, yeah. It's just a new Nutri-Grain.
But if there's a sequel to a film, it's still a new film.
I guess.
it's both. Yeah.
It's a new variety.
But also, if you reboot a film, that's still a new film. So this analogy doesn't work because if you remade Nutri-Grain.
It's Nutri-Grain 2018.
Baby!
Wait, I snack... 2000
2.
Or whatever,
2.0.
Or 2.0. That was
a
reboot.
That's a spread. Spread lives by different laws.
Does it?
Yeah, if I mashed up ham into
ham
a
spread.
Smooth spread and was like, it's ham spread for your toast. That's a new spread. But if I put heaps of ham in milk, have I made ham cereal? What have I done?
Well, there's a definition of cereal that needs to be grain-based.
Yeah, it needs to be a cereal.
But a cereal, is it grain-based?
No, because a cereal is a kind of plant.
No.
Yes.
Wheat? Is that the plant you're looking
for?
No,
grains and cereals. There are different varieties of cereal.
Okay, what about rice bubbles?
I don't know.
Are they rice?
They're rice, as I assume, a cereal.
Surely not, because there's only one Nope, Cocoa Pops are also
rice. All right,
rice.
If I get rice bubbles,
yes,
and then I cut up mango and put it in.
You've just made a new variety of rice bubbles. This is the Nutri-Grain question.
I know, but the question is, okay, then I get the rice bubbles and there's bits of dried mango, and I take away the rice bubbles.
Now it's just mango and milk.
Mango and milk. What have I made? Is that a cereal?
Yeah. If I get like a muesli, but I take out everything but the dried bits of banana... Have I got still that same muesli or just banana and milk?
I got a banana chips.
Oh, they rule.
Fuck yeah.
So having big hands and feet.
Yes, having big hands and feet. Ah,
it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
But I would be like, I would just think I was sick. You know what I mean?
I would just think maybe I became good at things.
Nah, I think his hands and feet get too big for it to be, you'd know something. It would feel like a curse again.
Yeah.
Honey?
But then also because it gets... Because that's the first time. If he jerks off again, Yeah. And then he turned blue?
Nah, he experimented himself like a dickhead. That's got nothing to do with mutant powers.
Oh, wait. So
he's just a dumb fuck.
I just realized, so like what happens in first class?
He becomes real smart.
Yeah, that's right. He becomes a genius.
Oh,
yeah.
So he'd be like, oh, God, I'm cursed. Wait, no, I know the answer to this. It was mutants.
Yeah. I would chop his hands and feet off.
Honey!
Fetch me my axe!
The boy's hands and feet have become big. We've got a bat boy, but hands and feet.
I've got an ape boy.
Honey, what do you mean by a bat boy?
Nanny! Righto, dear, I'm coming.
I've got an ape boy.
Then we chop off his hands and feet and
wear a hand is a good luck charm.
But then is it like Angel and they grow back?
Damn it. Tricks again.
See, there's a boy that could eat his hands and be fine.
Yeah, that's true. He'd be so desired.
Would he get the madness?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, but he's eating beast hands, not human hands.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he'd get it quicker.
Well, there's more meat to consume.
Yeah, it sure is.
But in terms of like, he probably doesn't have it too bad, to be honest. I mean, like he's become
because he's really smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh, I know what's going on. I got
not
giant
smart enough to fucking nail an experiment. Am I right, everyone?
Damn right.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because his mutant powers are hands and feet, but then when he experiments himself, he
gets all
enhances the gene that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he does it again and becomes a cat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it happens again. He becomes even worse. He just keeps doing it.
Based.
Hank, chill out. Yeah. So in terms of, I don't know if it's that's that bad. That's kind of harmless, weirdly. Like, because if you become smart, then you can kind of like, it's almost like a flowers for Algernon kind of thing going on.
What?
Like he becomes too clever and he realizes.
He becomes too clever at like 13.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Cleverer than all of his classmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's rough. But like pretty quickly he goes to the school, so
I mean that's true, but I reckon this is definitely like at least a Breakfast Club.
But he'd be at least a Breakfast Club, famously the worst one.
Yeah.
I was gonna say gross but smart Ghostbusters. Did he write Ghostbusters, didn't he?
Maybe.
No, he didn't.
No, I don't think so.
Not at all.
Harold's not Harold
Kumar.
They returned from White Castle, wrote Ghostbusters, and then went to Guantanamo Bay.
And then Christmas Vacation or something.
That's an intense movie franchise.
Yeah, like, I think it's really bad, because think about it, he'd be one of the outcasts.
Yeah, he would. I would laugh at him.
Yeah.
Because, hey, and also, big and he'd be... limb extensions. would be like, hey, there's that idiot kid that can't insult the weird kid.
Oh, let's get him.
Damn
it. Hey, it's that bully that's dumb as shit. Hey, dumb fuck. What's a dumb fuck
Jackson
brain?
Bailey, the bully that's dumb as shit.
At your point of first orgasm, you just become a dumb shit.
Oh, that felt good. Oh, no.
I was a genius. My mutant power is that I'm dumb as shit.
It's the opposite of...
my hands got small and my feet got small.
Hands and feet got small and I got... they're the same size. I'm just misremembering.
I'm just looking at them from far away.
You go to stand up out of your bed to sort everything out. Your pants around around your ankles. You fall over. Your parents walk in, ass just there. Oh.
Mom and Dad, I'm dumb as shit now.
I'm dumb as shit and covered in my own filth.
Oh, no.
And then you do a big fart.
Time to go to school and insult the weird kids. Hey, he's cold on his body. You are.
Oh, my God, it's Jackson Bailey, the bully that's dumb as shit.
School's dumb as fuck. Let's get him.
Oh, man.
Jean Grey reads your mind. It's just like...
Wet meat.
So, yeah, I think Beast has it rough.
He does, but it could be worse.
It could be worse. Now, weirdly, I think the worst person of this, the original X-Men, got to be Scott Summers. Because the moment of orgasm...
Oh, yeah.
Blind?
He gets, not blind, just...
Red.
Laser beams come out of his eyes that will knock down the wall and won't stop until he closes his eyes. And then he'll open his eyes again, and at that moment, more red beams.
And what's awful is, so his vision's red, right? So yeah, he wouldn't know he was making a laser. So he opens his eyes and it's just like, whoa, and he turns his head. It's not until he turns back that he realizes what has happened.
Exactly.
He's just like, my vision's gone weird. Whoa!
And cuts his house in half.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
And clearly, also the force pushing like the laser beam out must be like snapping your neck back. So that's going to get a bit of whiplash. Like, imagine you're standing up, right? That happens. The force of that, like, tilt your head back. Now you're on the floor going like, kind of like a
breakdancer.
Yeah, just like spinning around.
Scott Summers should have massive neck muscles, basically.
While your laser beam just pushes you around the floor while you're causing more and more destruction.
Dick this out.
Well, your dick's out.
Does he ever?
This is weird science, right?
Oh yeah, this is weird science. I'd be scared to look at any, like at my body in case. Can he? If he looks at
he's
his
immune
dick,
to himself.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, him and Alex, his brother, they're immune to each other's powers.
Ooh.
Meant to be.
I would be like
it's retconned a lot.
Don't look at my junk. I would zip it up without even paying attention. Does he just shut his eyes?
Yeah.
For like...
Until Xavier comes along or...
How long a period of time is that?
Whatever. A while, and they give him ruby quartz glasses.
Yeah, but like... That's a long time to have your eyes shut at
sure
risk
is.
Of destroying people around you.
When you wake up sometimes...
You're just like...
Yeah, if you have a bad dream especially... Whoa! And then your dreams are bad, but your awake is worse.
That's why he's just going to face down always with his eyes open.
Is there anything a human body does that's an opposite of a sneeze where your eyes have to be open?
I don't think so. There are no opposite sneezes. What happens when you yawn? No, they close. They close. Yeah.
Yeah, they close.
A hiccup? What happens there? Oh, yawn. It's a made of
yeah, you made us all yawn. That's good. I hope that made the listeners yawn too, because we're keeping it in.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Four.
Yeah, I think, but the douche is right. The moment you wake up, you're like, and your eyes are open. Roof, gone.
Also,
rained
like,
on.
What's happening? I don't know. And then, like, you open your eyes, and then whoever's, like, looking at you,
yeah,
they're gone. You're killing a lot of people.
Is it a concussive blast or
sure
what?
Is. A kinetic, I think.
So they're dead.
So it's like getting hit by a ram.
I would just maybe
okay, yeah, so they might survive.
They might survive, but like
Broken ribs.
Broken ribs at least.
They
also,
would
like,
flee you, right?
Internal bleeding.
You're pushing them away.
Yeah.
And like because it can blast through a wall, so does it stop? If he looked up at space, what happens?
Oh.
What if he looks at the moon now?
What if just wait. Down.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just my immediate reaction would be to dive at the floor and look down.
Yeah.
And maybe just
dunk my head in maybe dunk my head in the ocean.
Surely, I think if you shot down, it would only go so far. Because surely it's got a limited kinetic.
Oh, yeah.
Surely
there's a range, right?
Yeah, it has to be. Like, you know,
it would dissipate if he shot up straight.
Yeah, like initially, if you're like right up to his face and then he opens his eyes, you're dead.
Yeah.
But like if you're several feet away, it's like... Not that.
Okay.
It on.
It's kind of like a shotgun, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like up close, bad, but like further away, a bit of buckshot.
Yeah.
Let's experiment with this. You guys shoot with a shotgun. I'll stand far away, see if it hurts.
I'll go up close. I'll be that test.
But yeah, it's definitely a weird science.
Yeah.
I put that weird science.
It's maybe the worst.
Yeah.
Which I guess was weird science in our rating
it's
system.
A weird science, but a breakfast club.
Yeah.
It's a breakfast club. Weird science. Didn't know we could mix them. Cool. Carrie's in there. Cool.
So is Ghostbusters.
What?
Maybe.
Ghostbusters could have been made by John. At least that you thought it was. You know Carrie wasn't.
Stephen King wrote that.
Yeah. You go with the book, not the movie.
Okay, so John Hughes produces a book written by Stephen King. Good. All right.
Look.
Yes.
All right.
We've all learned some things today.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that Cyclops had it rough.
Yeah.
So in terms of them, I think Cyclops probably had it rough. Followed by, I reckon, Jean Grey getting someone screaming wet meat. Not good.
It's pretty rough.
Who
had it the best? Angel, I guess.
Angel. Jackson Bailey scores in the middle somewhere. He's dumb as shit now.
But I'm so dumb I don't know it.
Yeah.
No, I do.
I think you're so dumb that you do know, but you're frustrated because you can't do anything about it.
It's the end of Flowers of Algernon. He's happy as shit.
Hey, fella with the eyes that are always closed, have a look at something.
Why don't you? Oh, that hurt!
Why don't you look at me? I see why you had your eyes shut now.
Why don't you look at me while I bully you?
My guts.
Oh, the things that are in me, they hurt.
I wish my BAFO hadn't made me dumb as shit. Still understand the concept of a BAFO. That's all right.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe you're not that dumb after all.
It's all the Senator Jackson posters around the school. I don't know what it means.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Wet meat.
Wet mate.
Wet mate.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.